With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's economy grew at a brisk 3.3% annual pace from October through December, despite high interest rates and price levels. The latest figures mark the sixth straight quarter in which the GDP has grown at an annual pace of 2% or more. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the strong numbers suggest the Federal Reserve may not start cutting interest rates until the middle of the year.
I think the Fed is concerned that growth is perhaps a bit too strong, that consumer spending growth is strong, that investment is strong, that businesses will be hiring, and that could lead to an even tighter labor market and more wage pressures in the economy.
Economist Gus Fauché. Also at SRNnews.com, prosecutors are asking a federal judge to sentence former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro to 6 months in prison and a $200,000 fine. Donna Warder has more.
Navarro was found guilty of defying a subpoena for documents and a deposition from the House January 6 committee. Following his conviction in September, Navarro accused the Justice Department of going against its own policy by prosecuting him.
They had a policy for more than 50 years that says people like me, senior White House advisors, alter egos of the president, cannot be compelled to testify before Congress.
Navarro has vowed to appeal the verdict. Donna Warder, Washington.
Former President Trump has returned to a New York courtroom for his sexual defamation trial after a pause in proceedings this week due to an ill juror. The Dow ahead 11 points and the NASDAQ adding 40 points now. This is SRN News. The American Family Association sounding an alarm about new federal rules for the foster care system that would make it impossible for Christians to take children into their homes.
What the regulations propose is that no foster care agency would be allowed to place a child with foster parents if those foster parents did not affirm their, you know, LGBTQIAP+ identities.
Abraham Hamilton is general counsel for the FAA.
What you essentially have transpiring for the Biden administration is an effort to ultimately purge the ranks of foster care providers of those who actually adhere to a biblical position on sexuality and identity.
He says Christians need to contact their congressman and urge them to block the Biden administration plan. There are also legal remedies. Last year, the Supreme Court unanimously struck down a similar effort by the city of Philadelphia to exclude Catholics from the foster care system. This is SRN News. Flight recorders have been found from a plane that Russia says crashed with Ukrainian prisoners of war on board.
A memorial service takes place in Orenburg, Russia, for the pilots who died after a Russian military transport plane crashed in a border region near Ukraine. The plane crashed in a huge ball of fire in a rural area in Russia. Authorities said all 74 people on board, including the POWs, six crew and three Russian servicemen, were killed. Ukraine's president has demanded an international investigation into the episode. Russian officials accused Kiev of shooting down the plane with two missiles and said the prisoners of war were headed for an exchange. I'm Karen Chamas.
The bodies of the remaining victims of a landslide in southwestern China have been recovered, bringing the death toll to 44 after 4 days of searching. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.